Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. Earth Star Chakra. Over the course of the following 12 months, I would like to introduce you closer to our new 5D chakra system. I will start with the Earth Star Chakra, which is one of the new 5D chakras that started to integrate in our blueprint 2012. And it is the chakra that connects us and grounds us to the Mother Earth and our energies. This chakra is overseen by Archangel Sandalphon, the one of two archangels that is said to actually have lived on Earth. He is the archangel that, since he is deeply connected to Earth, can help us manifest our dreams and wishes into a physical 3D reality. Some say that he is the one that carries our prayers and wishes to God, Source, or the universe, depending on what you believe in. For me, it's God, or a Heavenly Father. I feel closer to him when I think of him that way. If you want to read more about him, I'm putting a link in for you. Back to the Earth Star Chakra. It is placed somewhere from 6 to 7, some say 10 to 12, up to 18 inches below the soles of your feet, centered under your body. My personal belief is that it varies from person to person, and sometimes from day to day. It is known by other names, like the Super Root, or the Vasundhara, which in Sanskrit means the daughter of the earth. It is the chakra that grounds us to the earth, and in the process of grounding us, it also helps us open up more fully to the frequencies of the spirit world and other realms. The Earth Star, as we ground ourselves and grow energy roots, makes us part of a huge root network around the earth and helps us unify in a sort of collective consciousness. To activate your Earth Star Chakra, listen to some guided meditations. You can find some on YouTube or listen to the one I did and nourish it by spending time in nature. Visualize grounding to the Mother Earth, or a technique I learned from Donna Eden when she was in Sweden some years ago. For grounding, she took a spoon made from stainless steel and moved it over the soles of the feet. She described it as changing the polarity to match the polarity of the earth, and it stuck with me. For me, I do my best thinking when I'm in the woods. The nature has such a powerful and calming influence on me, and inspiration comes flooding in, so I love my long walks, and I try to get out at least in weekend mornings. I'm so grateful that the sun is up longer, and that it is a few weeks or month until spring will come. And I will be able to be out more and just soak up the energies from the earth, and especially as the spring comes and the earth goes from a cold white winterland, you see how everything just starts to come to life around you. So that was a little bit about the Earth Star Chakra. I will do my best to introduce the rest of the chakras so that when this year is over, you will have learned a little more about them and maybe about the archangels that are connected to them as well. I also want to say thank you for everyone that has listened to my pod. I just got an email saying I have hit 500 downloads since I made that first episode November 11th, 2020. And for me, it's not about the numbers. I just want to reach the ones that, like me, have felt a little confused as to my identity, being a young girl with gifts out of the ordinary or normal, living in a very strict LDS family. I think that the church I belong to has grown and evolved a lot since I was young. I sense a greater curiosity and acceptance, and less fear when I talk about spiritual things, and an openness that was unheard of when I was young, which I think makes it exciting times to be alive. I don't need numbers as a validation, but if you know of someone that might benefit from listening to my pod, then please share, and I would love to hear from you. Your thoughts, your stories, what you wonder about and want to learn more about. As much as I'm doing it for me to get my life and thoughts back together, I'm doing it for you. I need to do my part in the gathering of Israel. And this was the only way I knew how. So I thank you for letting me be the light, share my light, and spread my light. and shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world. Sit or lay down comfortably. Place your awareness on your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. How does that feel to be present with your breath? How does it feel when your lungs fill up with air and then let go? Let go of all the stress and anxieties, all the worries with each breath out. And draw in pure light to illuminate you from the inside with each breath in. Breathe in and breathe out. Close your eyes and keep focusing on your breath. Visualize the Earth Star Chakra like a black, white, silvery, swirling energy ball between your feet and a foot down from the soles of your feet. Ask Archangel Sandalphon to touch, light up, and fully activate your Earth Star Chakra, your connection to the Earth. Feel how pure white energy cords starts to grow from under the soles of your feet and through the Earth Star Chakra and down through the crust of the Earth and going down, down, until it finds that pulsating center of the Earth, the golden heart of Gaia. It goes into the heart and melts and becomes one, and you feel the energy come rustling back in pulses like heartbeats. Feel the heartbeats as they come through the Earth Star Chakra to the soles of your feet. Feel grounded. Feel protected. Feel the love that comes with each heartbeat. Feel the love raise you up and cover your entire body like a warm and cozy blanket made with threads of love. Anchor that love into your heart chakra. See yourself with the loving eyes of Gaia. See all humans, all animals, all plants and trees. See the beauty that is in the making of each and every one and thing around you. Fill your heart with gratitude and love and give thanks that you are alive today to be a part of this experience that we call life. And breathe. Just breathe. I will count backwards from 3 to 1, and on 1 you will open your eyes and feel rejuvenated, loved, grounded and ready to start with today. 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes and welcome to your life.